Can you see and hear this podcast for that pineapple? You can? Okay, great. Then that means we need to just carry on with it.
Yeah, I think so.
Right?
Yeah.
And I think the pineapple deserved a mention.
I agree.
It's a beautiful pineapple.
It is a beautiful pineapple. I mean, if we're going to claim to be a marketing podcast, let's just for a moment
worship the pineapple.
The pineapple.
I mean, honestly, that's like, look at the crown on it.
It's a primo. It's
very, with the lights on it and everything.
Yeah. Pineapple.
I mean, it's just,
yeah.
Wow.
I'd buy that pineapple.
Does anybody have a knife? All right, listen, we're going to talk about mega trends and predictions, and then we're just going to throw it all out of the window because none of it really matters.
Mega trends, is that like a like an Autobot, one of the Transformers?
Yes, Bumblebee, one of my faves.
Except it's like just people watching.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
What?
Because it's a trend.
All right. We better get on track quickly. So we have, listen, we've realized this, and you know, we will share these things with you guys. We tell you that content is king. We know that everybody needs video. I mean, that's a must. Mm-hmm. So whether we're going to do really professional high-end videos for you, or we're going to come out and do some more playful, you know, content creation, you need that. All right. We're still trying to wrap our heads around why people react the way they do to different things.
I think it's almost unpredictable.
It really is, but we better be figuring it out. How do you have a show called Marketabilities and you don't have the ability to figure it out?
Well, I do think humor is always
big.
Yeah.
It's big.
Always big. It always keeps people's attention almost every time.
And the element of surprise as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But also sometimes you just throw all that out the window and just have a video that absolutely makes no sense. That
does
just,
nothing.
The algorithm just really likes it right at that moment.
Yeah. But I think it's, you know, we like to let you know that we do have our fingers on the pulse of what's going on out there. And we do know that people are hurting. We do know that we're hurting here, like punched in the gut, like thrown down in the floor, kicked and then rolled down the stairs after the front door collapsed on top of us.
Hold on. Who hurt you?
Our electric rates, man. Let me tell you.
Amron.
Doubled. Thank you. I don't know how, to me, you know, and then I'm going to get off the soapbox. But anyway, you can't. Really? Like overnight? Just double your rate?
Literally month to month.
If GM did that, I'm pretty sure we'd have a going out of business sale tomorrow. Like, we're done.
Probably.
Right.
Yeah. But Amron pretty much has a monopoly kind of in this
area. Yeah, I was about to say, that is the advantage to your product being electricity.
Stinking Amron. There. Yeah. But anyway, you know, it's just that I do think that while it's important to keep your brand name out there and all that you're doing, I think people are really looking for a distraction right now. Yeah. And they want to check out for a moment. And if it's that random video or whatever, they're clicking on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've noticed, I feel like a lot of the stuff that's been really getting big right now is not stuff that's super complicated or takes a lot to take in. Like, I've seen a lot of just like peaceful wooded scenes with like like sounds behind it, or especially I've seen a lot of videos of people like with like a Tesla or something, just like those like super rich like entrepreneur videos or something, because I just think it makes people feel better, like the world's not falling apart. They're like, oh yeah, there's things are still normal, people are still rich, I can be rich, it's fine.
Yeah,
I think any of those kind of things that kind of takes your mind off your current struggle, you know, people are going to like it. And whether that's humor or just something nice to watch.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, like I even catch myself watching like highlight videos of like soccer games or something.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
Because it just takes me out of the zone for like 5 minutes and I'm not, all my worries are gone.
Dude,
you know,
we talked about it on the spiel today and it's like, watching an interview of Priscilla Presley and her relationship with Elvis and how interesting it was and the little quirks about him, those are things that I don't think any of us would have stopped on before. But, you know, the movie is out and it's very relevant and it's popping up on feeds. And like you said, I mean, people are, they got time. What else are you going to do? It's not like you're going to turn the air conditioner on or anything like that.
No,
you know?
Heck no.
You got to get out of your house.
Jeez. I mean, okay. We really need to pick it up, though. It, you know, this is a time that you could capitalize on that opportunity as well. If you do have that mm-hmm. pretty cool piece of content that people seem to be relating to, I think a boost, I think, you mm-hmm. know, an ad, keeping it out there and keeping it relevant for a little while longer is
not And sometimes bad. I feel like it's not even, kind of like we were talking about, not even super complicated Mm-mm. content. I think what's really key right now, and I've seen this, I think it is partially an algorithm thing too. I think that we've seen some things change in the last couple months. But just from a perspective of just getting a lot out, like sometimes it does bide you well to take your time and really create like a masterpiece.
Sure.
Sometimes that's not for social, right. I feel like, but right. sometimes it's good for other things. But I've seen that a lot of the people who are consistently doing well with Reels, TikToks, that kind of thing, if you ever go look at some of their platforms, not all of their videos do well, but you're getting these people who are putting out, you know, they're putting out videos 5 days a week. Sure. I mean, so it only takes so long until, as long as you're putting out something that people do like, that something is going to work for mm-hmm. something. One of them is going to fall in place. People are going to like it. The algorithm is going to like it. And then, you know, it'll work for you. So, I mean, just sometimes it's better just to remind yourself to just do something mm-hmm. instead of worry so much about what you're doing.
Yeah.
And what's crazy about it is that like the higher end stuff that you take a lot of time to make doesn't do so well on social media, but the behind the scenes of how it's made mm-hmm. is what actually takes off. Cause That's so, right. so many people are more interested in how you made something than what you actually made.
Yeah.
Like I like watching shows and stuff where people will actually like build something or
yeah.
create something or use some kind of weird object to make something completely irrelevant to what that initial thing was. So I think that's why like Mythbusters did so well, because they're like, yeah. how does this work? Mm. That's why like Unwrapped works so well. And all those like take you inside to see how the things actually work.
Yeah, I agree. But, you know, it is something, whether you understand it or not, you have to be there. We do know that something like, I think at last check, it was $475 billion is generated through social content and wow, platforms. Yeah. Oh, and I mean, people, yeah, right? It's like half of that T number, right?
Right.
Right.
Let's get there.
Yeah,
let's get there.
Let's get it. Let's get there. No doubt. But you can't ignore it. You have to be there. You have to, you know, figure it out. And whether you decide to lend a helping hand in a time like this, or, you know, you just want to be hard charging and keep your product out there, because at the end of the day, that's what it's all about, is I may not need what you have today, but the moment that I need it, I need to think about one mm-hmm. name. So
right. Yeah. Yes. And that goes back to what Shane was saying, is just, you know, staying relevant, mm-hmm. just like posting anyway, even if it's not like some
and researching, thing. Knowing what's going yeah. on still. I mean, even knowing your platforms. I mean, and part of that, some people for some people, the easiest way to do that is to get a social media manager who really has time to understand what's going on.
Sure.
But some people don't have the ability to do that. And it's like, you are a small business owner, you got to figure it all out and do everything. Right. So. Mm. Part of that is keeping up on trends, like understanding that on Instagram right now, don't post photos because the algorithm doesn't care about your photos.
Yeah, that's
it's what they're not going to get you anywhere. Right. You know, you got to focus on posting reels. You know, you got to focus on using trending sounds. You got to mm-hmm. keep up to date with stuff, and that's a lot of work and it's a lot of extra going out on your end. But you can be rewarded from that. It's going to give you a better chance, and really, what you're looking for is the opportunity. Yeah. You know, to have something work.
Audiovisual content 40 times more likely to be opened.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. 40 times. Now, you know, I would make the argument about the photo. Mm-hmm. I think my philosophy has always been, I like to mix it up, because if you see me coming every day with like a video, and when I say me, at any of the businesses that we represent, it to me, that good photo is maybe that placeholder where yeah. I'm on your mind, but I will most certainly follow it up with a reel. Or
I don't, it's not that like I love photos. I got on Instagram originally because when I started doing everything, I was a photographer, mm-hmm. you know, and at that time Instagram was a photography sure. platform
right.
Since the advent of TikTok and all the different changes that have gone on with that, you know, they've just changed their algorithm to where it doesn't push as much. Now if you had an audience that is already kind of there, like you, or let's say you already have a pretty good following, you know, you maybe don't have to worry about that as much, because your followers are probably going to see your posts, even if you are posting photos or something like that. But mm-hmm. if you're you're trying to grow your following. You know, like let's say you have 500 followers, you're a small business, you have a product, you're pushing on social media, like that's the best way to do it online. Not to say you shouldn't post your photos. It's good for people who actually come to look at your profile, probably. Mm-hmm. Especially if it's something you like very specific, you want like this to be highlighted. But if you're talking about just trying to grow people and trying to get these new people who haven't heard of your brand and kind of rope them in and get them on your page and land, at least on Instagram,
yeah,
and especially obviously like TikTok, you don't have a choice. It's all video. Mm-hmm. But for that, it's definitely important. I feel like photos are really good for main, like things you want to give to your followers. Making videos and reels and TikToks are really good for that reach.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because the algorithm just loves like the share, and it just like keeps mm-hmm. going. And I think that's a big question to ask is whenever you are making content is like, would I share this? Like if I didn't make it?
Yeah, like would I watch it? Like,
yeah, exactly. Yeah,
would I like this?
Right,
yeah.
Right.
That's a really good point.
That is a good point.
Thanks, Rob.
But, you know, the other thing that baffles the mind is when polled, 90% of users say they believe they see what's on social media. They believe what they're seeing.
Mm-hmm.
90%. I don't know that I'm duped that easily.
I feel like I'm not, but also that could be partially because...
You're jaded.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of people, especially a lot of people like my generation, probably like the generation after mine, I think it's called Generation like X now.
Are you saying like old people like me?
No.
No, you're talking about younger than
me. Of course not.
Oh, younger.
Yeah,
the ones after.
Younger than me.
I see.
Are definitely a lot more into, like, I feel like we're not fooled. It's easily by like internet advertisements and by like social media.
I'm skeptical of everything, so I don't trust any of it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not gonna say there's no outliers. Like, obviously, like Angie knows what it takes to make a social media page work. You know, what I mean, she's not gonna be like, she'd be like, oh, everything in here is perfect. Yeah, you're gonna be like, okay, I know what you're doing. But
yeah, I'm still skeptical of Cheetos, to be honest.
You are.
What are
is
they?
Is it that whole dust thing? Yeah, just a little weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it is just like a corn lump.
Exactly.
Wow.
Like, that makes me uncomfortable when you say that.
Right, yeah. But when you put it in your mouth, it makes you feel good.
Oh, it does. Man, you cannot. Oh, man, you cannot just have one of those. That's why I stay away. What does the mold look like? I mean, how do they squirt it out?
I don't think they do.
I mean,
I think they just kind of, like, drop little
pieces
into oil. Is it little
drop pieces?
Yeah,
it has to be.
I watched, there was a thing on Bon Appetit, the YouTube channel. This girl made gourmet Cheetos. And she had to figure out how to make them herself.
The crunchy or the because they're
the crunchy ones.
The
okay.
Puffs.
Yeah.
Oh,
not,
I don't know.
Not
the puffs.
She did the crunchy ones. You watch her like squeeze it out and then cut it off with a pair of scissors to fall into the oil. They were gourmet, so she made them one at a time by hand.
See, again, going back to what we were just saying though, the fact that I am so interested right now in how people make Cheetos.
I am too.
Okay, okay. So I think if you put the word gourmet on your next reel, it'll go viral.
That is great advice, and we're not going to charge you.
You're like this
for
is
that.
For the Ford gourmet.
But that goes just back gourmet. To what something that you brought up. What was it? 2 weeks ago or a week ago about putting text on your videos can be like a game changer because people watch videos on silent all the time.
And if I read something in the subtitles that I'm like, all right, that's interesting, then I'll turn on the sound.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I
so
never,
weird.
Ever, like, I'm just scrolling through my feed, you know. I mean, whether it be, that's Facebook, Instagram, anything.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just sit there and I'll go through, and I will never, ever, ever turn my sound on. And I feel like...
If my sound's on, I get mad.
There's a... Yes. Yeah, for real. Like, I don't want to listen to it.
because then everything sounds...
That's such a weird thing that's happened in the past, like, 5 years. Like, no one wants to sound on their phone anymore.
Right.
Like, ringtones are dead. That doesn't happen anymore.
Yep.
Like, if I hear someone's phone go off, it's instantly annoying to me for whatever reason.
Right.
And, like, having sound on video... It's just like something I don't do unless I already know I'm going to watch the whole thing.
Right. I had
I like to have my ringtone on because it's still Dancing Queen. Go ahead.
I had a discussion with a client a long time ago, and he was like, hey, what if, because I was building a website for him, and he was like, what if whenever you go to my website, like this awesome music starts playing? And I'm like, no, absolutely not. People will hate it and they will leave your
they
website.
They will hate it. And
he was like,
right, why?
I'm like, well, for one, it's jarring. Like mm-hmm. it comes out of nowhere. Also, you don't know how loud that person's speakers are from the last thing they were listening to.
They're at work. Because
they could have listened to something very quiet.
Right.
And then you're coming in blasting this like gangster rap
mm-hmm.
on your website. And then mm-hmm. now it's like just blasting out their speakers.
I think that's why MySpace fell.
Could be.
Because I would go to someone's page and then it'd just be like heavy metal and I'd be like, nah, I'm out.
I think MySpace fell because the robots took over.
Wow.
Okay. Again, I'm so sorry, guys. I mean,
I was calling Mark Zuckerberg a robot.
Right, right. But we do have, we have a lot of interesting viewpoints, vantage points from which to look at these things and contemplate. And I think our next podcast, we're going to have the younger generation. That's what's so great. We can divide and conquer here at Growing Media Aware. Perhaps we can get them to touch on what they, you know, what they think about all of this. And at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter, you know, what we think or our opinion is. Are you selling your goods? Are you selling your service? And what can we do to help you achieve those goals? I know the young people are watching and listening and doing all those things, but how big are their bank accounts? And is that your target market? Which I guess was our last, you know, podcast. It's knowing your market. And man, it's just a carousel, isn't it? And and we're on it full speed.
And we're swiping through on Instagram.
On the carousel.
On the carousel.
That was good.
Was that nice? Wow. Mm-hmm. You like that? That totally reminded me. What was that thing we used to lay down on? And it was probably metal. And you look up and somebody just, and you get sick as
That's the merry-go-round.
The merry-go-round.
Is that what they're called?
Yeah.
A merry-go-round. I didn't know.
Yeah, the merry-go-round.
The merry-go-round.
So this is completely off topic, but I have a funny story about merry-go-round. I was on rollerblades and I was standing in the grass or in the rocks. And my little brother was wanting me to spin him on the merry-go-round. He was the only one on it. And he's like, faster, faster. I'm like, all right. Centripetal force took over and flung him off, and he's holding on. His feet are sticking out, and he's coming around, and I can't move because I'm standing
on
rollerblades on rocks.
Oof.
I can't go anywhere, so he crashes into me.
Man, that would have been a great video for Instagram.
The moral of the podcast is you got to be like Rob's brother coming around the merry-go-round full force with your videos to smack these people in the face.
Hanging on,
in the legs.
That's it.
Whatever.
That is it.
It's not a perfect metaphor. Yeah.
We also want to hear from you because we've had several of you start to comment on the podcast, and you have questions and wonder why we're approaching these differing things. And the best way to remedy that is just jump right in yourself and tell us what you want, what you need. We're also open to talking to you whether you've had a failed business, a successful one, an enormous business, unless you're Ameren. We're not going to invite Ameren on.
Unless they give us a discount.
Unless they just half our electric bill again. Yeah. There it is.
Then you can come on the podcast whenever you want.
They probably have to have half it a couple more times to come on anytime they want.
They get one.
Yeah. Hashtag let's go Ameren.
I don't know how this is going to play. Probably not well. Not well at all. But
you could take the electric bill out of Rob's paycheck. After that comment,
I'll stay home all day.
Yeah, he will. Rob will walk. I'm out.
And then your electric bill.
Right. Well, Scott, he's like, I'm sorry.
Because I got to plug in all my computers at my house.
Exactly. Yeah. I'd like to come back. All right. Well, like we said, we're going to have just a whole different topic the next show. So make sure to tune in. And also, we've heard your comment. We are going to have a different logo produced here fairly quickly. Our audience just doesn't think this matches what we're going for.
I agree with them.
Yeah. Well, we're going to take care of that for you. And you will most certainly recognize us, but it'll just be better.
Hmm. Better.
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 Butter.
Every day.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Make sure you find us. Where do they do that?
GrowingMediaMarketing.com. Or growing.media at Facebook or Instagram. And then if you're looking for the podcast, it's just called Marketabilities Podcast.
That's it.
On MGM. Facebook
and
Instagram.
Follow it.
Yep.
Like it.
Subscribe it. Slam it down. Oh, no.
Smash the like button.